back on downtown at 26 minutes to go before 6 o'clock here on Z62, your retro radio.
I know, baby, it's hard to be strong.
Our next guest on the program had a top 10 hit with that song, Sweetheart, with his band Frankie and the Knockouts. An Academy Award winner for songs he wrote for the film Dirty Dancing, including I've Had the Time of My Life and Hungry Eyes. He's also got a wonderful new Christmas song that he wrote that is finally seeing the light of day and airplay all around the world, called Merry Christmas, Everybody. We are so happy to be joined for a second time on the program by our friend, singer-songwriter Frankie Previtt. Frankie, thank you so much for coming back to visit with us.
Thank you for having me back, Rich.
I want to talk about your Christmas tune, but before that, I was watching a Netflix special over the weekend, the new episodic series they have out on movies through the years, and the first episode was all about Dirty Dancing, and I couldn't help think about you and our last conversation you were on and the process that led to you creating some Academy Award-winning songs for that film.
It just still blows me away, Rich, the power of that movie and the song and Patrick. And, you know, 32 years later, you got to scratch your head that the impact that that time of music and that little movie, that $5 million movie, and that sounds like a lot of money, but in the movie world, that's a small independent movie. Just the impact it has on our culture. Blows me away.
And you had told us about this and how much Patrick loved the song, but then in the documentary too, they said they were actually filming and getting ready to film that climactic scene to a click track. And then your songs arrived and it's like, wow, we have a finale. We have the ending to this movie. This is perfect. It's exactly what was needed.
Yeah, you know, when I met Patrick Swayze at the Academy Awards, they actually told me that they were learning the scene to a Lionel Richie track. So it must have been, you know, a certain BPMs, beats per minute, that they were dancing to. So they probably used the song with those BPMs. And then all of a sudden, you know, they had listened to 149 songs. And he said, you know what, we really weren't into the movie at all because we didn't have our ending. And lo and behold, this last cassette comes in and we play it and we're like, we're making a movie to this song. We're going to do it. And he goes, at the end of the day, we just looked at each other and went, oh my God, what an unbelievable ending. Let's go make a movie. You know? So he says, we did a 180 when we heard that song. So it kind of, you know, not saved the day, but it was a kind of a momentous, you know, situation where the camaraderie did a 180.
Well, it's a wonderful story. Also a wonderful story about this new Christmas song, Merry Christmas, Everybody, which is not really a new Christmas song, but it's a wonderful story. Can you share some of the backstory of how this came to be?
Back in 1996, you know, I had already won an Academy Award and a Golden Globe, and you know, life was good. And so you meet people along the way after these things happen to you. And I met Christina Aguilera's manager, and 2 days before Easter, he calls me and says, I'd like you to write a Christmas song for Christina. And I said, okay. I said, but you know, it's Easter like in 2 days. And he goes, I know, but we're trying to get a jump, you know, jump on this Christmas thing. And what he didn't tell me was that they wanted an up-tempo song. So I write this ballad, and he goes, you know, it's really a good song, Frankie, but we're looking for up-tempo. So it sat in my drawer for many, many, many years. I had, you know, Lisa Sherman do a demo, and Lisa's in a show that I produced called The Unforgettables, great singer. And, you know, we did some shows locally to raise money for Lunch Break, which was it's a charity that Jon Bon Jovi does for the homeless. And so it sits there in the drawer until one day I got a call from Ken Franklin, who used to work the Frankie and the Knockout Records back in 1981, who worked the song Sweetheart for me, and goes, do you have any songs? I got this group, Vivace, from Canada that would love to do one of your songs. And I said, I got a Christmas song. Why don't we do a Christmas song? So I sent him the song, And they have an arranger, Roy Tan, and their producer, who is Daryl Bennett, and they sent me a track. And I listened to the track, and I was like, you know what? This sounds like David Foster, you know, recorded this track. And he said, well, can we put a vocal on it and give you an idea of what we hear? And I said, why don't you make it conversational, like one person sing this part, another person sing that part, kind of like they're all standing around a fireplace and somebody's decorating a tree in a log cabin. And so they eventually sent me this track with their vocal on it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like, it sounds like Michael Lloyd said it best to me, who produced Time of My Life. He goes, Frankie, if this song was in a movie, it would become a classic. And I said, you know what? I think you could be right, because it's one of those songs that has that reminiscence of 40s, 50s, 60s, the days of innocence and Christmas being a time where it's peace, you know, love on earth kind of a thing. And that's kind of what I was reaching out to do.
Well, absolutely. And I would agree with that, too, because that's, I mean, the first time I heard it, when actually Ken sent it along to me, and I thought, boy, if you just played that in a mix of Christmas classics out of the 60s and 70s, you'd go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's been around forever. I know that song.
Exactly my point, you know, and we're trying to do a really good thing. I'm big on charities. And so we hooked up with Toys for Tots. And so a portion, a very big portion of the revenue earned from this song will go to Toys for Tots. So your listeners out there, if you want to just take a listen to the song, you can go to radiotv.com, and you can also download it there, read some stories about it, and take a listen. It's for a great cause. That'll put a smile on a child's face, and you know, a kid that's, you know, in times of need. Christmas is all about giving, so this is a good way for us to give back.
Absolutely. Terrific song, helping a great cause as well. You mentioned Sweetheart. I was in the car yesterday listening to satellite radio, and that unmistakable sound came on, and boy, that thing holds up after, what is it, 36, 37 years later, it still sounds great.
Yeah, you know what's kind of neat is that a couple of months ago I put out complete Frankie and the Knockouts collection on Friday Music. And it has all three albums. It has 11 unreleased demos from when I was back in Bull Angus to an R&B artist to, you know, starting this blue-eyed soul rock and roll band, Frankie and the Knockouts. And then there are 6 live Frankie and the Knockout tracks on it. So, you know, it's interesting to kind of, for me anyway, you know, and I hope it's interesting to fans, to kind of see my evolution and my journey to winning an Academy Award.
Well, Frankie, the music is great as always. Terrific to talk with you again. Thanks so much for coming back and visiting with us, and we wish you a very happy and healthy holiday season.
Well, let me say happy holidays to you and to all of your listeners. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, indeed. Frankie Previtt talking with us here on Downtown. And let's listen to a little bit of the song recorded by the Canadian group Vivace, written by Frankie Previtt. Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's give a listen here on Downtown Z62 Retro Radio.
Now it comes to remind us this time each year